Here's a thought. What if you woke up to find you'd won $20,000 every month for 20 years? Imagine the possibilities. Set for Life from New South Wales Lotteries. Grab an entry in-store or online today.
Welcome to the Far Post Perth, powered by Outside90.com.
Hey guys, Blaine Treadgold here with you for the feature game of the week in the WAMPL for the Far Post Perth. Perth Soccer Club continued their winning ways in steaming conditions on Saturday night as they ran out 3-1 winners at home to Florida Athena in their round 3 clash at Dorian Gardens. Perth striker Gustavo Caraccione put Azzurri into the lead in the 8th minute as the ball was cut back from a wide right position, which Caraccione had no problems in sliding it past Athena keeper Jason Seldaris. Andreas Theodosiadis and Harley Orr caused problems for Florida with their pace and combination passing through the midfield and down the right side. It would eventually be Theodosiadis to double the advantage after getting on the end of a lovely through ball from Nicolo Sabatini against a napping Florida defence early in the second half. Azzurri's Nicolo Sabatini turned from provider to goal scorer in the 17th minute to make it 3-1. Moments later, it would be up to Perth goalkeeper Francis Soal to keep the point safe for Perth. Soal produced a couple of big saves in the second half, including a cracking save on a blistering Chris Gate strike to tip the ball onto the crossbar and away. Just minutes later, Chris Gate gave Athena hope as he picked up the scraps in the 6-yard box and bobbled the ball into the net to make it 2-1 heading into the last 30 minutes. With the help of defensive stalwarts Adrian Medaski and Rocco Pizzata in the later stages, Azzurri closed out the match 3-1 to go outright on top of the WAMPL ladder. After the match, I managed to get some thoughts from both coaches. Here's Perth coach Raymond Falzon.
Look, I mean, three wins. So 3 wins out of 3 games. It's really a good start. Boys stuck to the plan. I think we hit them on the counter really well. On the other hand, though, we can't get rid of that bloody one goal that we're conceding every game. So need to get back on the bike this week, get back to work, because I haven't got a clean sheet yet. And next week we've got Bayswater.
That'll be lethal. But must be pleased with the finishing today, because you guys took your chances, whereas they were a bit more wasteful.
Yeah, I mean, we took our chances, but at the same time as well, that we've made a lot of mistakes on that final ball, delivery of the final ball. So we could even have created more chances. Boys know it, so we'll persist on it, because it's always a good sign when we're creating those occasions. But quite obviously now we need to be better, because the more the season goes along, the tighter it will become. So in those situations, we need to make sure to deliver.
The pace of Harley Orr and Andreas Theodosiadis seemed to cause them a bit of problems today, mate. Was that a plan?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Harley had a very good 2 games, but I thought today just topped them completely. Harley was magnificent. Andreas was his first time back starting after his injury, so gave us as long as he could. And Harley is that hard worker, keeps simplicity in passing, in marking, while Andreas is a bit more creative, he's more technical, and they complemented each other really well.
Bayswater next week, a bit of an Italian spicy derby. How do you see that game?
Well, it will be much different than what people saw in the night series. Bayswater had started much earlier than us. From our side, it was still pre-season. We took night series as pre-season. We wanted to make sure that we're ready to go come the first MPL game. But now it's the MPL, so next week people shouldn't be focusing on what happened, 5-6 weeks ago when we played in the night series. Now, it will be good to play them. We haven't won, I think, for a few years at Bayes home. So it would be nice to get another 3 points this time away against Bayswater.
Excellent. And now here's Floriat coach Glenn Grosstate. Tough night at the office tonight, Glenn.
Yeah, mate. It's always, you come here and it is a tough place to get the points, but and I thought, 1-0, I thought we were in it. And then we came out and we changed the style. We changed our setup and it started to work. We scored. and then we hit the bar, and then we just conceded two bad goals down the other end. You know, you can't get turned at the top when you're pressing, and that's what it is. You know, it was a hard night for us. You know, well, you know, when you look back in the grandstand and you got five first teamers sitting in there, you know, you got Ludo and you know, Gady, I mean, Lewis and all the boys, Dean Evans and fucking, you know, Phil Arnold. It's just hard, mate. It's just hard. You know, it was a hard night with half a squad, but you know what? Just the game plan nearly worked, but we failed. We're not going to win every week, you know, and that's how it is.
I suppose on another night, you did create plenty of chances. You could well have at least got a point out of it.
Yeah, look, I would have taken a point considering, you know, we're not talking about an ordinary five that we're not here. You know, Dean Evans is a big name, and Lewis McMahon might have made the difference at the top. Who knows? Ludo boy. But you know what can you do? You can only do what you can do. We don't have a big squad, so we're going to fight, and we're going to have to fight. And tonight we failed, I suppose. We didn't fight the fight. We lost the fight, I suppose.
Do you think the conditions tonight, obviously both sides had to deal with the conditions, but do you think that played a little bit of a role in any fatigue or anything that you guys might have had?
No, mate, I don't think so. At the end of the day, it's the same for both. I'm not one of these people that will complain about the heat because there's two teams out there, and we both had the same drinks break. No, not really, mate. Look, they were better than us. They were stronger than us tonight, I should say. They, you know, it's all down to squads, and it's a difficult place to come at the best of times when you've got your best team. So, you know, it is what it is. I was beaten tonight, and hands up, and you just have to take it how it is, you know.
But looking ahead, it's only one game, and there's still a long way to go, so plenty to play for yet.
Oh, look, I you're exactly right. You know, what it is it's a momentum game today. It was like 3 points would take you to 9, but we're still sitting on 6. I mean, I think they're the only team that have won all their games. So I'm not too worried about it. What disappoints me is that, you know, this early in the season when you don't have a full squad, and this is when you're supposed to have your biggest squad and your best, but we've just had Phil Arnold break his foot, Lewis with a knee, Ludo with a knee, and it's just caught up with us all at the same time in a big game. And we've got Coburn to come. They've beaten Basie tonight, haven't they? So we've got Coburn, Basie, ECU. So hopefully we can get some things back. We're just going to have to fight the fight, mate. You know, for this month, we're just going to have to just keep digging in, and hopefully every week we can get a player back. Bobby came on, you know, with 20 to go, made a difference with his size, but you know, he's a centre-back. And if he was fit, things might not have happened. You know, it is what it is, and just got to get on with it, boys, don't we?
Thanks very much, Glenn. In other results of round 3, Coburn City upset the much fancied Bayswater City 2-1. Sorrento thrashed New Boys Mandurah City 5-0. Englewood United easily accounted for Cellar Dwellers Subiaco 3-1, and Balcata got their first win of the season, edging out Armidale 1-0. Next week sees some fantastic features, including the much-talked-about clash between Joondalup United and Subiaco on Friday night for our Round 4 match of the week. On the Saturday, matches include Armidale versus Sorrento, Perth Glory host Balcata, ECU Joondalup host Inglewood, Mandurah travels up to Macedonia Park to take on Stirling, Floreat hosts Coburn, and on the Sunday, Perth SC head to Bayswater City. Thanks as always for listening to the Far Post Perth. Find us on Facebook, Twitter and Audio Boom, and check out our associated partners, Outside90.com and The Daily Football Show.
Thanks for listening to the Far Post Perth, powered by Outside90.com.
Here's a thought. What if you woke up to find you'd won $20,000 every month for 20 years? Imagine the possibilities. Set for life from New South Wales Lotteries. Grab an entry in-store or online today.